Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a person who helped you solve a problem. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to personal experiences and relationships. One such topic that frequently appears is describing a person who has helped you solve a problem. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this task, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's essential to understand that this topic falls under the category of personal experiences and can be asked in Part 2 or Part 3 of the IELTS speaking test. It requires you to recall a specific instance where someone assisted you in overcoming a challenge, demonstrating your ability to narrate events, express gratitude, and reflect on personal growth. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may be asked general questions about problem solving and seeking help. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Do you often ask for help when you have a problem? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I do ask for help sometimes. It depends on the situation, but I think it's important to seek advice when needed. Band 8-9, answer. I believe in a balanced approach when it comes to seeking assistance. While I strive to solve problems independently, I recognize the value of collaborative problem solving. I'm not hesitant to reach out to others when I feel their expertise or perspective could be beneficial, as I believe this often leads to more comprehensive solutions. Who do you usually turn to when you need help? Band 6-7. Answer. I usually turn to my family or close friends. They know me well and can often give good advice. Band 8-9. Answer. My support network is quite diverse, and I tailor my approach based on the nature of the problem. For professional challenges, I often consult my mentors or experienced colleagues. When it comes to personal matters, I rely on my close friends and family, who offer emotional support and different perspectives. Additionally, I'm not averse to seeking professional help, such as counselors or coaches, for specialized guidance when necessary. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who helped you solve a problem. You should say who this person is, what the problem was, how this person helped you, and explain why their help was important to you. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my university professor, Dr. Sarah Thompson, who played a crucial role in helping me overcome a significant academic challenge during my final year. The problem I faced was related to my dissertation. I had chosen a complex topic in environmental science, focusing on the impact of microplastics on marine ecosystems. However, I found myself overwhelmed by the scope of the research and struggling to narrow down my focus. Dr. Thompson's assistance was invaluable. Firstly, she helped me refine my research question, guiding me to focus on a specific aspect of microplastic pollution in coastal areas. She also introduced me to key resources and recent studies that I hadn't discovered in my initial research. Perhaps most importantly, she taught me how to approach the problem systematically, breaking it down into manageable parts. Her help was important for several reasons. Academically, it allowed me to produce a well-structured, insightful dissertation that received high marks. On a personal level, it boosted my confidence in my research abilities and taught me valuable lessons about problem solving that I've applied in my career since. Moreover, Dr. Thompson's mentorship inspired me to pursue further studies in environmental science, which has led to my current role in marine conservation. This experience underscored the importance of seeking guidance from experts and the transformative power of mentorship. Dr. Thompson's support not only helped me solve an immediate academic problem, but also shape my future career path and approach to tackling complex issues. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to problem solving? Do you think it's important for people to be willing to help others with their problems? This experience was truly transformative in terms of my approach to problem solving. It taught me the importance of breaking down complex issues into manageable components. I learned to approach challenges more systematically, first by clearly defining the problem, then by researching thoroughly, and finally by seeking expert advice when needed. Moreover, it highlighted the value of perseverance and adaptability in the face of obstacles. Now, When confronted with a difficult situation, I'm more inclined to view it as an opportunity for growth rather than an insurmountable barrier. Absolutely, I believe it's crucial for people to be willing to help others with their problems. This willingness to assist fosters a sense of community and mutual support, which is essential for both individual and societal progress. When people help each other, it not only solves immediate issues, but also creates a ripple effect of positivity and knowledge sharing. It builds empathy, strengthens relationships, and often leads to innovative solutions as different perspectives are brought together. Moreover, in today's interconnected world, the ability to collaborate and support others is increasingly becoming a valuable skill in itself. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to the topic of problem solving and receiving help. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think people are generally willing to help others nowadays? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I think it depends on the situation. Some people are very helpful, while others might be too busy or stressed to help. In general, I believe most people want to help if they can. Band 8 to 9. Answer. I believe there's a complex interplay of factors influencing people's willingness to help others in today's society. On one hand, we're seeing an increased awareness of social issues and a growing culture of volunteerism, especially among younger generations. Social media and technology have made it easier than ever to connect with those in need and offer assistance. However, the fast-paced nature of modern life and increasing individualism in some societies can sometimes create barriers to helping others. People might feel too overwhelmed with their own responsibilities or may fear the potential consequences of getting involved in others' problems. That said, I've observed that crisis situations often bring out the best in people, with communities coming together to support each other during natural disasters or other challenging times. This suggests that the capacity for empathy and altruism is still very much present in our society. Ultimately, I think fostering a culture of mutual support and community engagement is crucial. This can be achieved through education, promoting empathy, and creating systems that make it easier and more rewarding for people to help one another. How has technology changed the way people seek help for their problems? Band 6-7 answer. Technology has made it much easier to find help. We can use the internet to search for solutions or ask for advice on social media. There are also many apps that can help with different problems. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized the landscape of problem-solving and help-seeking behavior in several significant ways. Firstly, it has democratized access to information. With just a few clicks, people can now access a vast repository of knowledge, tutorials, and expert advice on almost any topic, empowering them to tackle many problems independently. Secondly, technology has facilitated connections between individuals facing similar challenges. Online forums, support groups, and social media platforms have created virtual communities where people can share experiences, offer support, and crowdsource solutions. This has been particularly impactful for those dealing with niche or stigmatized issues who might have felt isolated in the past. Moreover, technology has given rise to specialized problem-solving tools and apps. From mental health apps offering on-demand therapy to AI-powered personal assistants, technology is providing innovative solutions to various personal and professional challenges. However, it's worth noting that this technological shift also presents new challenges. The abundance of information can sometimes be overwhelming, and the quality of advice found online can vary greatly. There's also the risk of over-reliance on digital solutions, potentially diminishing face-to-face interactions and practical problem-solving skills. In conclusion, while technology has undoubtedly expanded our problem-solving toolkit, it's crucial to maintain a balance between digital and traditional methods of seeking help, and to develop the critical thinking skills necessary to navigate this new landscape effectively. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, consider incorporating these sophisticated words and phrases. Invaluable, invaluable, adj, extremely useful, indispensable. Example, her guidance was invaluable in helping me navigate the complex project. Refine, refine, V, to improve by making small changes. Example, the mentor helped me refine my research methodology, making it more robust. Systematic approach, phrase, a methodical way of dealing with something. Example, adopting a systematic approach to problem solving greatly improved my efficiency. Transformative, causing a major change to something or someone. Example, the experience was transformative, reshaping my entire perspective on teamwork. Foster, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, good leaders foster an environment of open communication and mutual respect. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Example, developing empathy is crucial for building strong, supportive relationships. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high band score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a person who helped you solve a problem, be specific and detailed. Provide concrete examples and vivid descriptions to bring your narrative to life. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases relevant to problem solving and interpersonal relationships. Demonstrate critical thinking. Reflect on the impact of the help you received and its broader implications. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to ensure smooth delivery without unnecessary pauses. Show emotional intelligence. Express gratitude and acknowledge the importance of seeking help when needed. Connect to broader themes. Relate your personal experience to wider societal issues or trends when appropriate. By following these strategies and incorporating the provided language, you'll be well equipped to excel in this aspect of the IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice is key to building confidence and fluency in your responses. For more tips on acing other aspects of the IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing something you did that made you feel proud and describing a time when you solved a problem using technology. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.